Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
You have to master cash flow. Master your money. Now, some of you go, I'm not in charge of revenue. I'm like, no. Yeah, you got a checkbook. You're in charge of your money. Do people still know what a checkbook is? No, I don't think they know what checkbooks are. Checkbook is a place where you used to open it and you had a pen and you had these grids and you would write like a date and you would write what you wrote the check to and you wrote the amount. They called it a checkbook. Remember books? Yeah, we used to have those. Well, a checkbook would help you keep track of how much money you have. Not many people do that anymore. Well, I want you to obsess over your numbers and whether your numbers are your numbers, literally like you're the business owner in charge of the revenue and you know your cash flow, how much is coming in, how much is going out, what's on hand in the bank accounts or the savings account. It's necessary. Because here's the thing, if you don't master cash flow, you can't master scale. So many people really want to achieve another level in their career or their business, but they don't because they never really took the time to learn the numbers and the money stuff. And for some of you, you say, well, I'm not in charge of that. I just work for somebody. I go, you better know the friggin' numbers of the company too. Because you know who gets promoted? Those who know the needle movers that impact the numbers of the business. Who gets promoted? Those who are impacting the numbers of the business. I can't tell you how many Fortune 500 companies I've worked with where I sit down with their executive teams and we start working through things and I start asking numbers and people in the room don't know. They don't know. But you know who always knows? The most powerful people in the room. So how do you become the most powerful people in the room? You start obsessing over the numbers. If you work for somebody, you should know what is drawing the most revenue into that business. And you should know where that money is going in terms of output. What does the business spend money on? And he said, Brendan, that doesn't apply to me. I work for a Fortune 50 company. I go, oh, it applies even more to you. Because you know what? The bigger company you get, the more oblivious everyone becomes about the real numbers. And the more oblivious everyone else becomes, the more you stand out. That's my favorite thing. With employees of big companies, I go, we're gonna weaponize you. And they go, what do you mean? I said, we're gonna develop your three skills. We're gonna help you develop the three skills of everybody else around you. And then we're gonna get you just mean on the numbers. Because you know what? No one else knows squat. A lot of people show up and they push the paper. A lot of people show up, they answer the emails. But a lot of people don't know the numbers. And it's unanimous across the highest performers. They're good with the numbers. I don't mean they're good at math. I suck at math. But I know my numbers. How can I scale my business if I don't know what my numbers are? If I don't know what's in the bank account? If I don't know what's in the savings account? If I don't know what's in the investments? If I don't know what do I have to grow? And I made this mistake. It's one of the reasons I want to teach you. It's like, for the first part of my career, I was like, I don't do math. Financial reports? What? It's like earnings per lead? What? EPL? What does that even mean? Lifetime value? I don't know. People seem happy. You know? I was like, I don't do the math. And then I said, is my desire to avoid math bigger
than my desire to serve millions. And once you decide you want to serve millions of people, you get good at math. Can't BS yourself. You just can't. If your numbers suck, it's because you're avoiding them. If your numbers suck, you never learn to study them. If your numbers suck, you never determine what are the major needle movers to earning more revenue here. So you're doing lots of other activities that don't pay the bills. You should see the number of activities that people want me to do every day that doesn't pay the bills. And I'm like, nope, 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 nope. It's not that I'm just in it for the money because I figured out what makes the meaning for me, but I say it all the time, you can't sustain the message if you don't make the money. If you don't know the numbers in your business, you're an amateur or you'll always be a low-level employee. And that's hard to tell people, but I've worked around the world with some of the best businesses in the world, and I've had the blessings, whether it's major retail, having worked with some of the best retailers in the world, Nordstrom, Levi's, Walgreens, some extraordinary companies, and in their heyday, their people knew the friggin' numbers. And then when I watched some of those go, whoop, their people didn't know the numbers. They got fancy. They just wanted to see, how does it look? They became about branding and not about business. And you gotta have both. But you know what? I take over branding, business. A lot of my stuff, my early stuff, was ugly because I was designing and I didn't know how to do it yet. It was ugly and it was printing money. Does that make sense? It worked. Maybe it wasn't the most beautiful, maybe it was not the perfect thing, but it was in the marketplace doing the work. And so I share with you, if you don't know your numbers yet, learn them. Because until you learn them, you can't serve at the next level. Second big thing, identify three things that bring in the revenue and double down on those. Identify the three things. I want you to know, what are the three things that bring you the most profitability in your brand, your business, or even your career, and then double down. So if you're a career at a retainer or a salary, I want you to go, what am I really paid for here? And get double intense and focused on those things. You own your own business. What's bringing in that cash flow? Look at that. Double down your efforts. Sweep the deck. Get rid of everything else and double down in that area. Let me give you an example. In my career, okay, I was working so hard out on the road speaking, and I was doing so much coaching, and I was doing so many live events, and it was all awesome, and I still do all of those things. But there was a point in my career in 2009, maybe, that I started noticing the profitability of what I was doing was moving more and more to online. Not me face to face, not me in front of the audience, not me doing the small group stuff, not me doing on the road. It was like things were happening online. And I was like, man, I just thought I would, hop on planes and go talk to people. And I was like, but they want to learn online. They want access to this from any device, anytime, anywhere. They want to be asking questions. They want to join a community. And they want the ease of signing up at home. It's different now. But I wasn't good at any of that. That's the important thing. I sucked at all of that. Some of you still say I'd be learning. I was just terrible. But I saw it and I was like, I got to double down right here, right now. And it was that choice that if you think, across our 10 million fans on Facebook or 2 million students who took our online courses or opted in for our video series or our, 2,000 people at our seminars or the 20,000, if anything is effective in my business that you see, a lot of it came from that decision. And doubling down over and over, I'm always asking, where do I need to double down right now? Where do I need to double down? Where do I need to double down? And I never disassociate that decision from revenue, because I'm responsible to build. It's my job as a steward of the company. I gotta pay mortgages. I gotta pay people's, salaries and retainers. That's on me. So I focus my time on the needle movers. Well, you gotta do the same thing. Whether you work for somebody or have your own business, what is it you're really being paid for? Double down. Get better right there, right now. More effort, more focus in that spot. Get rid of the extrinsic things that you think would be nice to do and go, what am I paid to do? And do that with another level of excellence, quality, support of the team around that thing, and your career will change forever. I promise you. Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com. Number three, invest in yourself, then the market, then the team, and then the operations, in that order. A high performer taught me that as part of our research with High Performance Institute. And I was like, that's brilliant. If you don't invest in yourself, you can't grow, and you certainly can't grow your company. You have to get committed to your highest level of self-mastery, wherever that comes from. Whether you do that with me in the master's program, you do that in some other series of programs or products or books or whatever, you need to invest in yourself. Because if you won't invest in yourself, there is no way other people will invest in you. If you don't invest in yourself, there's no way that other people will believe in you, buy from you, support you. And if you don't invest in yourself, you'll never attain not just the next level of success, but the next level of well-being, of health and happiness, because you'll take your eye off those things in exchange for a focus on the short term. I don't want you to do that. Lots of people make that mistake. And that's why I've pushed you, and I'm cajoling you, and I'm teasing you. But invest in yourself, whatever that means for you, but do it today. Then invest in the market. Too many people have a career, but they're broke at the end of it because they never invested in the market. For you, that might mean stocks, bonds, real estate. I don't know, but you need to take care of your personal finances. It's really important. I know a lot of small business owners who had heyday years. They were crushing it, but they never stocked away any money. And then when they got fired or the business shut or they got ousted by the business partner or the company's valuation went down, they ended up with their pockets out and they wished they put some money away. So I don't care if you're going to start putting 10 bucks away a day or 100, you need to know how much money every single week am I putting into investment? Whatever that investment means for you, whether it's a real estate fund, whether it is stocks, whether it's the S&P index fund, most people today would recommend that you get into index funds. That's from Warren Buffett being asked, hey, if your family could only invest in one thing, what would it be? Index funds, because they beat the market so much more. They beat so many other fund advisors, mutual funds, everything else. Just put yourself in an index fund. At least minimum would be my suggestion. Please consult your financial advisor. I am not a professional anything, right? So you make sure you get adequate wealth building strategies, but notice the order here. In you and your learning, in your safety net, personal finances, then the team, because you need to get the right people around you, then operations. So for example, if I had a choice right now of hiring another person in this given space or updating all my gear, I'd hire the person versus the gear. Make sense? If I had the ability to do fancier branding with some fancy branding company or hire a new A team, a new person who's gonna wreck it, I'm gonna hire, wreck it meaning a positive thing, crush it, like kick some butt, I'm gonna hire that person versus those other things. Most people are spending on the business instead of spending on the people, and that's why the business never grows. So be a little bit more frugal in the business operations and better in getting the A team there. Because you know what the A team can be? The A team will be resourceful. The A team can, by their own sheer will and work efforts, make the operations of the business more efficient. That will save you the money that you can then spend more liberally on the operations of the business. Does that make sense? Team, then operations. So many people get this wrong, and I'm sure some small business owners are going, ugh, I made that mistake, right? You ended up messed up in this order. Because so many people, they spend the operations at first, they didn't invest themselves, so they never developed the skill. So now the operations scale, but they didn't scale themselves. They didn't gain any more personal or professional mastery. And then they couldn't handle the stress of those operations because they never learned to handle themselves. You know what I'm talking about, my friends. All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks, to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember, every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brandon Burchard, and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have 4 other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.